余温超 empty， 你必须每一个开始的时候要开窗。但是窗是怎么样一个条件？He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neural bioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments.Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method.Dr. Chong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Chong is able to successfully treat over the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Chong cures diseases that are considered incurable.Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Very good.
Good.
How are you doing in medical school?
Okay, I'm an early test last week and I didn't do as well as I should have, but 49 people failed the written part, so、
mm-hmm.
I passed it. Before we get started, there's something in the newspaper that I think we should bring up, and this was this Thursday in the Orange County Register, November 1st, there's a law that requires pain management training for MDs, okay? And let me just give our audience like a brief summary of what this entails.California doctors will be required to take courses in pain management and end-of-life care under a new law inspired by the case of a man who spent his dying days without adequate pain medicine, okay? And the reason why is because they're finding that doctors don't have the skills to manage pain, especially terminal patients, older patients, and especially patients with severe chronic pain.And they quote in here, some doctors treat pain conservatively out of fear that the patient will become addicted to painkillers, okay? And under the new law, the physician will have 4 years to complete courses as part of a state requirement that they complete continuing education to renew their licenses. Okay, Dr. Tong,
yes.
What do you have to say about that?
Yes, really the biggest fallacy is that we don't have any treatment. You don't complete a 40-year course, okay, you'll still be using drugs.
Right.
And drugs actually cause more harm. So having a new law requiring the doctor to learn more about drugs and to get more scared about side effects doesn't do any good.
Right.
So you really need to know to treat not the symptom of pain, but rather what caused the pain. What caused the pain had to do with the mind and the body.
Right.
And let's go to the cases and we can illustrate the dilemma of doctors today.We have in the past been no cases in the public that there was a cop that actually committed suicide.
Right.
Did the doctor say that? No, nothing we can do.
Nothing we can do for his pain.
Yeah, they didn't know what to do. They didn't make him a zombie by giving a whole bunch of drugs.
Right.
Let's go to our next question.
Let's get to our first guest, Agnes. Hello, Agnes?
Hello.
Welcome to
our
show.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Well, I'm retired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the San Gabriel Valley.
Okay.
And
before you get started, I'd just like to, do you mind if I kind of read your list of complaints before you came to see Dr. Tong?
That's fine.
Okay. It's pretty long.
Yeah.
You did complain of lack of energy. You had a history of cancer, of the sigmoid colon.
Yes.
Abdominal pain since a surgery we had in August, abnormal bowels, hip pain, low back pain, brain fog since your surgery, you had a hoarse throat since your surgery, right eye pain, irregular heartbeat, neck pain from a basal cell carcinoma surgery, and you've lost your balance. Is that right, Agnes?
That's right.
Okay, so...
How did it all start?
Yes, tell us how it started.
How did it all start?
Yeah.
I was fine up until 5 years ago. I never even went to a doctor.
Really?
And so we went in for a physical.
Mm-hmm.
We had joined an HMO, and this was part of their program that we must go in and meet the doctor and have a physical.
Mm-hmm.
And they did some blood work, and in about 2-3 days I got a call that they told me I had to go on antibiotics because I had a urinary tract infection.
Well, did you have any symptoms?
No, I felt fine. I had no pain. And I told her, I said, you must have somebody else's record because I said, I don't have any symptoms of any urinary infection at all.
Hmm.
No, she says, this is on your test. So she says, we're calling in for a prescription for antibiotics.
Okay.
I was to go pick it up.
And what antibiotic did they prescribe for you?
I don't remember.
Okay. And this was 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so you put on antibiotics for a urinary tract infection, but you had no symptoms.
No, I had no symptoms, but I was supposed to be on it for 10 days, and I'd come in and see him. Well, by the 8th day, I was ill.
Well, how did you feel?
Well, I felt like I was running a temperature and that I wanted to be in bed.
Mm.
So after the 10th day, I went in, and he was feeling around on my back, asking if there was pain then. I said, no. I said, now I have pain down in the pelvic area.
Mm.
And that was the beginning of a tumor.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that the antibiotics had weakened the immune system to the point that the cancer now was coming to the front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this all started from a polyp that I didn't know I had.
Yeah. So those people who are taking Cipto or other antibiotics to prevent anthrax, gotta listen, you know?
Anyway,
you ended up having surgery, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened after the surgery to remove the sigmoid colon cancer?
Yeah, then they told me that they got everything, but they were trying to talk me into radiation and chemo, and I was fighting that.
You did not have it, right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Oh. Another tumor came back.
And after the chemo and radiation?
After the surgery.
After the surgery, yeah.
And it came after the surgery, so they decided to do the radiation chemotherapy.
Yeah, well, the tumor was in an area that he said it would be very critical. Surgery would be very critical. And
So the first time you did not have chemo, and then you had two surgeries?
One surgery, and then...
No, I had the one surgery.
But then you had radiation chemotherapy after the cancer returned, after the surgery.
Yes.
Okay.
Because he said it would shrink the tumor to the point that the surgery wouldn't be so critical.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what turned out was that the radiation dissolved the tumor completely, so I didn't have to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But I had 2 months of radiation to do this.
Mm-hmm. And I assume you had side effects?
Yes, I did.
And what kind of side effects?
Well, it affected the bowel movements, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that there'd been that much damage done until 2 months ago I developed a strangulated hernia, which was another emergency trip to the the hospital.
Okay, so basically this all started from prescribed antibiotics that you probably didn't even need.
Yeah.
Let me first interrupt, okay, whether you got the antibiotic or not, the tumor sooner or later may develop the antibiotic quicker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing you said, after they removed the tumor, they did not treat the underlying disease that caused the tumor.
Why did you have the tumor in the
first place? Why did the tumor form in the first place?
From a polyp.
Well, you know, why did you have a polyp then, see?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so the underlying disease was more, and secondly, after the radiation, which did not specifically only treat the tumor, but it killed all the other cells in the surrounding, that's the reason why you have the side effect resulting in the second surgery in August.
Well, let's kind of cut to more prevalently. So how did you hear about Dr. Tong, Agnes?
Well, I found him on the radio.
Okay.
I think last spring.
Wow, so it's been a while. You've been here for a while then, right?
Yeah.
So how did you feel when you first came to see me?
Well, I think my energy started to come back.
Okay.
But before you saw me, you was very tired, right?
Yeah, I haven't had much energy since August, since that
surgery.
And I just didn't seem to get over the hump. But after that first treatment, I could tell a big difference that the energy was coming back.
Yes. And how about your pain? How about your balance?
Yeah, the pain was gone. But it did come back again before I had my next treatment. But it's gradually leaving. I don't have any pain today.
Yes.
And I was in Thursday.
Yes.
And did you take painkillers before you came to see Dr. Tom?
No.
You did not. And why did you not take painkillers?
Because I don't want to be on drugs.
Here's the point. Okay, so doctor are required to take 4 years ago learning more about drugs, but the patients do not want them because they feel the side effects.
And they know that it's not going
to
happen.
And doctors need to listen. The state law legislators need to listen to patients.
Right.
Not just
number one.
Not just shut them up by drowning them.
So how long have you been seeing Dr. Tong now?
Thursday was my fifth treatment.
Five treatments, and you've noticed improvement, is that right?
Oh, yeah. The biggest problem was when I went to Dr. Tong was my bowels.
Yes.
How are your bowels now?
Today, they were normal.
Yeah, you were thin before, right? Your bowels, your stool was thin, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, let me explain.
Very little, but many times during the day.
Yes. Okay. That means that your bowels were spastic. Okay. The lumen was small. So that the stool came out very thin. Today is normal. That means that you should feel it, actually. You should feel that your bowel movement is easier and more normal and so forth.
Well, Agnes, your story is incredible, and I think you're on the road to recovery.
Oh, yes.
What else have you improved?
Well, I was going to ask you about the herbs, the herbal tea, and the drops under my tongue. I was wondering what that does to the body, because my skin is so moist and so soft. It feels good to feel it.
That's it. See, all your symptoms, your whole body has to be treated. You cannot just treat one area.
Yeah.
You know, we would want to follow you up maybe a couple of months later and prove that all your symptoms disappear, because we are treating the underlying problem that caused the cancer also.
So the whole body is being treated, and that's why the drops and the supplements are also helping your skin.
To balance your body.
Uh-huh.
Well, Agnes, thank you for joining us today. And we'll probably follow you up in a couple of months.
Okay.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we have some calls on the line. Linda in Alberta, let's get them on the line. Okay. They're from Venice, and their subject is heart and the prescriptions for heart. Linda in Alberta?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Alberta.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Did you guys have a question for Dr. Tong?
Well, I heard Dr. Tong on the radio, and I called because my mom recently had a mini heart attack, and her doctor prescribed some medication, and I was just concerned about the whole situation because my mom has been dizzy and tired.
Yeah, you are very correct in your concern, because the treatment, the drug is the wrong treatment. It caused more harm than good. It really does not cause any good. Like putting kerosene in a car, it never improves the car. A normal person does not take any drugs, hard drugs, water pill, or whatever. A normal person take drugs would become sick. A sick person take drugs would become sicker, because your kidney and liver have to get rid of the drugs. When you're sick, then your energy gets less. So you are in any living system. The number one requirement for health is how much energy you have. And second thing is how balanced you are. Okay, so your mother doesn't have enough energy, okay, for the kidney, the liver, for other organs, and she's not balanced. So putting more drug in, even if it temporarily help the symptom, in the long run, would hasten to her death. What she need is that living energy from the spirit and from the mind. The Chinese call that qi. I call it life. You need that life to the heart. Now, she probably had a lot of stress, too much concern, relationship problem that can cause the heart energy not going to the heart organ itself. I recommend you either come see me or see a naturopathic doctor, Chinese doctor who uses acupuncture and herbs. Don't take drugs. No, you ruin her.
I do have an appointment with you on December 7th, but I'm just concerned about, I don't want to take her off the drugs right now. Will she be okay until then?
Yeah, she'll be okay. You know, taking it for a short term with especially to help the symptoms short term is fine.
Right.
As long as you're going to treat the underlying problem, get her with drugs in no time.
Right, that's like a concept that we try to tell our audience is that taking drugs to control symptoms on short term is okay because it'll help you increase your energy, right, to fight.
You do not have availability of better treatment.
Right.
If you do have availability of my treatment or something similar, okay, you take that.
Right.
You take
the harm of drugs is when you take it long term and that really overloads your liver.
That's right.
And that's when you start to have real problems.
Whenever you take a better treatment, don't take drugs.
Right.
If you don't have the availability of a better treatment, you take it for short term.
To control the symptoms.
Unless you have too much side effects.
Right, exactly.
Does she have a lot of side effects from the drugs or no?
Do I have a lot of what?
Side effects.
Well, what I'm busy most of the time, and I can't remember things,
But that was before the drugs, right, Mom? It's worse now, or?
No, I feel like I had a little heat stroke when I went to the desert to a powwow.
Okay. How do you feel after you took the drugs? Do you feel any improvement, or do you feel worse? Which way?
I can't tell any difference.
Okay.
You feel the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means the drugs not doing anything.
You can take it. Make sure it at least does something for you good.
Yeah.
I haven't felt any improvement.
If you don't feel any improvement, you should talk to him about giving you some other drugs to give you some improvement.
So at least
you
can
see me. When you come to see me, you will feel a lot better. I will guess the very first treatment. And we'll get you back on the show when you're out of your treatment. I tell people every patient that called in, and unfortunately not everybody going to share their story, but 92% of my people feel better the very first time. And most people are just like you, trying a long list of symptoms, like our next patient and so forth, okay? So you'll be happy when you come see me.
Yeah. So if it's not really helping you, you might want to ask your doctor to give you something that would help you at least control the symptoms.
Yeah, and make you feel a little better.
Right.
I think when I get through with these, I'm just going to quit taking them.
That is wise. But tell your doctor that, okay? He had to monitor you until you came see me.
Right.
So for the audience that are listening, it takes about 6 weeks now to make a first appointment to see me. So if you have symptoms similar to this and want my help, call in at 714-556-8664.
Take that down?
Okay. Didn't you already have an appointment?
Yes, I have a number.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in. Do you have any other questions?
That's it.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. Dr. Tony, will see you in a little bit then.
Yes. Stay tuned, okay? The whole idea is treating the underlying problem, the cause of the problem, rather than the symptoms.
Okay. So if you guys want to call for an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664. Check out our website. It's drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, let's get to our next guest, Chris. Hello, Chris?
Yes.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Thanks for waiting.
Okay, sure.
Before you get started, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm in the transportation industry.
Okay.
Live out here in Moreno Valley.
Okay. And do you mind if I kind of tell the audience your list of complaints before you came to see Dr. Tong? Okay. So in your history of physical, we see that you had a parotid tumor on the left side of your face, cysts in your head, and headaches. The right side of your abdomen was tight, and sometimes you had pain. You had right eye inflammation, hearing loss on your right side, insomnia. You had stress, anxiety, anger, tight neck and shoulders, and skin irritation in your penis.
How bad are all these symptoms? How bad do you feel?
How good do I feel right now?
Yeah, how bad did you feel when you first came to see me?
I felt pretty bad. I was wondering how I was going to get through the next week of work, to tell you the truth.
Wow. How long have you had these symptoms?
A long time, I think. Well, the tumor came upon me about 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
So was it benign?
Yes, it was, and I went to the doctor and have an MRI, and they said it was benign, and so I just kind of ignored it, trying to get other help, but, you know, other sources, and then I happened to hear Dr. Tong's station,
mm-hmm.
and then I called him up, and I came down there and had one treatment, well, two already, and I feel better already. All the pain and my back and neck and my energy level has gone way up also.
Let me ask you, did any other doctor treat your pain and stuff like that in the past?
No, not really. I've basically just tried to, do it on supplements and vitamins and stuff like that, you know.
So you don't like to eat drugs either?
No.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Here's the point, okay? Listen to the public, the patients. Most patients do not want to use drugs if they can help it.
Right, both of our guests today do not want to use drugs, and they're forcing doctors to learn how to treat pain with drugs.
That's right. And for the benefit of those people who are listening, your tumors, it's like a ping pong ball. The size of a ping pong ball is really tight.
Very big.
They're really tight. How do you feel now around your neck and the tumor area?
I feel pretty good. I'm more relaxed and I feel pretty good.
You're not as angry now, right?
Right.
You were very angry and stressed out before.
Oh, very stressed and, like I said, I was wondering how I could get through the next week.
Yeah, because you were very tired and you were very uptight when I first saw you. You know, your muscles were tight all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And even after the first treatment, I see that your face is all relaxed. And I felt that the tumor is softer. Eventually, it will shrink.
I hope so, because I've had it with me for 4 years, and I've been having other people tell me to go get it off, get it surgically removed and mm-hmm. everything, and I've been trying to avoid that, you know.
Well, you actually, if your tumor that big and it's obstructing and causing problems, it's not a bad idea to remove it.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea to remove it, except that what I do is still necessary. See, after you remove the tumor, you still be uptight, you
right.
still be angry,
and
you still be stressed
out. And it might grow back, too.
It might grow back, too.
Mm-hmm.
But without treatment, the chance of you grow back is almost none, mm-hmm. because I'm treating the underlying problem.
So, Chris, did this tumor gradually grow, or was it always that big, gradually grow away?
I was shaving one day, and then all of a sudden, I noticed a little lump, and I go, wow, what's that, you know? And then it just grew out, just more and more. For 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if I catch you right in the beginning, I would shut you down much easier.
Yeah, nice. I wish I would have heard about you
yeah.
back then.
See, the bigger you grow, the more blockages that you have to connect to it, and the more imbalance you have. So it takes longer time. And to shrink down a big tumor is not easy. To shrink down a small tumor is very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those people who are listening with problem in the beginning, see us right away.
Mm-hmm.
You only have to get one or two treatments to see the difference.
Especially if their immune system is strong.
Yes.
Like your age,
you're a young person, so
mm-hmm.
it's easy to treat.
Right.
But in a later stage, it's harder to treat.
Right.
Benign or malignant, you know.
Have you noticed any other improvement besides the relaxation of your muscles and the stress? What about the hearing loss and insomnia? How's that doing?
The hearing loss, I mean, on the right side is still there. It's still the same, but my immune system has gone way up.
Mm-hmm. You just feel you have more energy?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And your right eye is inflamed sometimes?
Both my eyes are clear now. When I did get the treatment, I felt like I wanted to go to sleep. That's how relaxed I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your sleep is a little better then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so your sound is a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I don't try to pump myself up with coffee and sugar.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get more balance, you don't crave for stuff that are not good for you.
Right.
Yeah. The whole point about our treatment is that we don't use any drugs. We don't even use vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I consider vitamin, refined sugar, and any refined processed food, mild form of drugs. It causes the body to be thrown out of balance, and also anything processed, you lose your life. We use life in the food. Every food has life. Vitamin has no life. We use whole food supplement. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
an addiction that it's hard to break, you know. Like any other addiction, I guess, you know.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll do a follow-up with you, and hopefully the tumor will be completely gone.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Chris on our show. He had a myriad of complaints before seeing Dr. Chong, but mostly the parotid tumor on the left side of his face, which was the size of a ping pong ball, right?
Yes.
Dr. Chong, and he had very tight muscles, pain, anxiety, stress, anger, tight neck and shoulders. He's had two treatments, and he's feeling much better. He sounds relaxed, too.
That's right. He was so tired from the chronic muscle tension. Okay, so I would say within a few weeks, he would have been disabled.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have, if this sounds familiar to us, give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. You can call Dr. Tony during the week for a free quick phone consultation. Okay, we have a couple more minutes. Let's get to some things that have been in the newspaper again. Anthrax,
yes.
A huge scare right now, of course, with the terrorism going on in America. And the cure, this is the title, is Anthrax Cure Better Than Disease But Has Own Dangers. There's a woman who's been on Cipro, who was on Cipro. She has not been exposed to anthrax, but I think the idea is to take it before you get exposed to prevent it.
That's a fallacy. Because we're running out of time, the woman had a lot more symptoms. She had nothing before and now.
She ended up in the hospital.
So the danger. But the fallacy is that, okay, you take the Cipro, let's say for a whole week, but as soon as it stops taking it, the living kidney clears it. Okay, so it's no longer in the system. So are you supposed to take it forever?
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot take it for prevention. Okay, the body's immune system does not use Cipro for its immunity.
Right.
So it does not prevent anthrax. All this scare is causing a lot of people taking the wrong kind of thing, and actually make them more prone to have the anthrax.
Because taking the antibiotics will weaken their immune system, and if they get exposed to it, then
that's right,
they'll just...
Exactly. You want to make it more prone to get the infection.
Right. And the thing is, they're also trying to doxycycline.
Same thing. It doesn't matter.
There are similar side effects.
The body does not use antibiotics to treat infections.
Right.
The body's own immunity only balances the system, then the different bugs will go back to the right proportion.
Right.
They never kill any bad bugs or good bugs. They're all good to us in the right kind of proportion.
Right. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have questions, call Dr. Tom during the week for a free quick phone consultation. Or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. We're located at 2790 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBright, AM 740. This is Elaine. Say goodbye and have a great weekend.
California, Coming Talk Radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news.